Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
How long does the survey take? Because I'm on my way out the door.
Okay, I'll be brief, ma'am. I'll be brief, and whatever you can answer is fine, ma'am. Okay, there is no right or
wrong. Okay, go ahead. Hurry up.
Okay, now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
no.
internet, or television? Okay, thank you.
Nope.
Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote?
100%. 100%.
Can I record
definitely.
That?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, can you tell me what is your age?
62.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Haitian?
Other.
Native American? Okay. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations or ideas, using as a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50, you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100. If you never heard the person or organization, just let me know. That, how about the first one? Critical race theory, or CRT, from 0 to 100. What number should you give them to that idea?
And what was the scale again?
0 to 100. 100 means that you
feel
very warm and favorable towards that idea. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't
feel
warm.
Zero.
And Joe Biden, the same question for 0 to 100. How warm do you feel?
Zero. He's a zero in my book.
And how about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
Yeah, zero.
And how about Mr. Donald Trump? 0 to 100.
50.
And how about public charter schools? Same question.
50.
And public school teachers? Same question.
Zero.
And how about public schools in general?
Zero.
And Black Lives Matter, so BLM?
Zero.
And your local school board? What number should you give for 0 to 100?
50.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, let's move forward. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? To the best of
fair.
Your
knowledge. Fair.
Okay,
fair.
Thank you. And would you say the public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Growing worse.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, some people view education as means to prepare students for life. And generally speaking, how would you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Okay, please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means public schools prepare them very well. 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat. And 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. Do you think they prepare students for this topic from 0 to 10? 0, not at all?
5.
And be ready for higher education like college. The same question for 0 to 10.
5.
And develop critical thinking skills for 0 to 10.
About a 2.
Okay. How about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math? Same question.
7.
And how about develop social skills? Same question.
2.
And understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. So 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Now let's move forward. I'm sorry. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of public schools education? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read it again. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on
just about the right amount.
About the right amount. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
And how prepared, I'm sorry, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Thank you. And has you may heard critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, and is being banned by some lawmakers? Some say the ban in CRT is simple playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
What were the choices?
Agree or disagree. And again, there is no right or wrong answer. And if you had no
disagree, opinion, disagree.
Okay. Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books from discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Can you ask the question again?
Yes, ma'am. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. The first one. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism.
Disagree. Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
And teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly agree. Okay. Now, the last one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you, ma'am. Moving forward. Okay. I'm going to read you real quick the list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. Now, for each one, please tell me, ma'am, whether you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed of it. Now, the first one, increasing teachers' pay. You support or
strongly disagree.
They strongly opposed? Can I recall that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Support or oppose that idea?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly support.
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Support or oppose that idea?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly support. Strongly.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Support or oppose that idea?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements? That idea, you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done, okay? Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public
Strongly schools? Oppose. Strongly oppose.
Okay, now I'm going to read you real quick some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find a very convincing argument, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Here we go. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that the lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they are so too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Is that argument very convincing? So what, convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing. Not at all.
Zero?
Zero, yeah.
Okay. Now, those who fear the kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math, equations, or learning to spell. It's also engaging and critical with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as in adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how they lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing
strongly opposed. Strongly opposed. Zero.
Okay. Now, last year, American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. In 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters.
Oh, God.
Characters of color.
Whatever it is, I strongly oppose it. Whatever it is. Okay, so zero.
And this is your way to show your opinion. I'm glad you're eager to share your opinion. But let me just finish reading this just for quality control. We know from history that the road for tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Now, how convincing is that argument from 0 to 10? You say 0, correct?
Okay, repeat it, please.
Okay, of course. It says, last year, the American Library Association reported the attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. In 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, all discussed seemed like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Now, how convincing is that argument from 0 to 10? 0 means not at all convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing.
0.
0. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, sometimes over the course of the service, people's opinions change.
How many more questions are there? Because I got to go now. How many more questions?
Just give me 1 minute, okay? So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school's curriculums. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make someone uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat.
Disagree?
Disagree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's finish this up, okay? Now, let's switch gears a bit. Last few questions just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to reach the categories. Stop me when you get to the category, okay? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate.
Yes.
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
You retire, right? Well, enjoy your retirement. That's great. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public schools in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And have you have a child who attended charter schools or private schools or homeschools in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you, ma'am. Now, again, how often do you attend church and religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Thank you, ma'am. Once or twice a week. If which of the following description, please tell me as I read if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you?
No.
In your house?
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide to you or anyone in your house applies?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
How would you? Suburban. Okay, thank you once again, ma'am, for sharing your opinion. Very kind of you for taking the time. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Okay? Bye-bye, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, thank you.